Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Trump yesterday spoke with both Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and said afterwards that both leaders want to see peace. However, before those phone calls, his defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, told a NATO meeting in Brussels that NATO membership is not realistic for Ukraine and that a return to pre-2014 Ukrainian borders, that's before Russia annexed Crimea, would also not be possible. We'll get reaction on the ground in Kiev shortly. But first, this is what U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth had to say at NATO headquarters in Brussels yesterday.
We want, like you, a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine. But we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. Chasing this illusionary goal will only prolong the war and cause more suffering. The United States does not believe that NATO membership for Ukraine is a realistic outcome of a negotiated settlement. Instead, any security guarantee must be backed by capable European and non-European troops. To be clear, as part of any security guarantee, there will not be U.S. troops deployed to Ukraine. Safeguarding European security must be an imperative for European members of NATO. As part of this, Europe must provide the overwhelming share of future lethal and non-lethal aid to Ukraine.
And later, as he swore in the new U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, Donald Trump had this to say on the two calls he'd had with Putin and Zelensky.
We had a great call, and it lasted for a long time, over an hour this morning. I also had with President Zelensky a very good call after that. And I think we're on the way to getting peace. I think President Putin wants peace, and President Zelensky wants peace, and I want peace. I just want to see people stop getting killed. We're very far away from that particular war, but that's a vicious war. Probably 1.5 million soldiers killed in a short period of time. I've never seen anything. I have pictures that are, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe what you have to look at. Young, beautiful soldiers that are just being decimated. And it would be nice to end it immediately. But we had a very good talk with, people didn't really know what President Putin's thoughts were, but I think I can say with great confidence he wants to see it ended also. That's good. And we're going to work toward getting it ended and as fast as possible. It's a horrible situation going over. It's flat land, and the bullet goes off, and the only thing it can hit is a body, a human body, a young human body. And they're losing just tremendous numbers of mostly soldiers. Just the cities and towns have been largely demolished. It's a shame what's happened to that country. It would have never happened if I were president, that I can tell you. Would have never happened. But we'll get it. I think we'll get it. We'll get something done. We're going to be meeting, actually, tomorrow they're meeting in Munich, as you know, and we're going to have some other meetings, and I'll be dealing with President Putin largely on the phone, and we ultimately expect to meet. In fact, we expect that he'll come here and I'll go there, and we're going to meet also probably in Saudi Arabia. The first time we'll meet in Saudi Arabia, see if we can get something done. But we want to end that war. That war is a disaster. It's a really bloody, horrible war.
Well, given his first call was with President Putin, Trump was also asked if he was freezing out President Zelensky, and he had this brief response.
No, I don't think so, as long as he's there. But, you know, at some point you're going to have elections, too. You're going to have an election.
And is Ukraine an equal partner in these peace negotiations?
It's an interesting question. I think they have to make peace. Their people are being killed, and I think they have to make peace.
I
said that was not a good war to go into, and I think they have to make peace. That's what I think.
Omitting the fact, of course, that Ukraine did not choose to go into this war. It was Russia that invaded Ukraine. Well, we're going to get reaction from Ukraine now to all of that with Emmanuel Chaz, Ukraine correspondent for RFI and France 24. Emmanuel, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, yesterday we know he made those two phone calls, first to Putin and then to Zelensky. What is the reaction in Ukraine to these developments, the political reaction, the people's reaction, and the reaction in the press?
Well, you know, Pat, this morning I was just out in the streets of Kyiv, and Kyiv woke up in a fog, and I think it was literally what happened to Ukrainians. The political reaction. We saw Volodymyr Zelensky. We heard him last night talking to Ukrainians, saying that Donald Trump informed him about what was discussed with Vladimir Putin. We see there that Ukraine is very much looking at what is happening to it and not participating anymore. So that is a U-turn in terms of global politics, but also for Ukraine. We saw Andriy Yermak, the head of the presidential office, going on Ukrainian media last night on TV, saying that, in fact, Volodymyr Zelensky didn't change its stance when it comes to no compromise as to the sovereignty of Ukraine, the independence of Ukraine, and also its territorial integrity. But those are words that are taken with some kind of worry here in Kyiv, because people see that essentially the U.S. seems to have turned its back on Kyiv. This is very much the feeling I get from talking to people here. They feel abandoned. They also feel betrayed by Washington, seeing that what is being discussed about Ukraine is being discussed without Ukraine. And that was the main point of the peace, the plan for peace from Kyiv. That was that nothing concerning Ukraine should be discussed without it, and it seems to be very much the case this morning.
Now, the concessions by Hegseth to the Russian position, one, that it would be unrealistic to look to return to the borders of pre-2014, and secondly, really no chance of Ukraine ever joining NATO.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Absolutely. Seen from Kyiv, Washington is playing the Russian book. It completely aligns with what Russia wanted on territorial concessions. We saw that this is a major point in Ukraine when it comes to not compromising, when it comes to its plan for peace. It's to get back to the borders of Ukraine as we knew it pre-2014. This means a return of Luhansk, Donetsk, Crimea, as well as the return of territories that have been partially occupied by Russia since 2022. I'm thinking about Zaporizhia, Kherson, and Kharkiv region, where there is a Russian presence, although not in the entirety of the regions. And this also raises the question, what will happen to the millions of Ukrainians who are currently living under Russian occupation We know what Russian occupation means for those civilians, because there have been liberations of territories. I'm thinking about Kharkiv region in September 22. I'm thinking about Kherson region in November 22. When they have been liberated, those territories showed how people were treated by the Russian occupier. People who don't comply with the Russian regime are being tortured. They are being deprived or of their basic rights, for example, access to health care, access to schools for children. Children are being deported in Russia. There's at least 20,000 children who have been deported to Russia against the will of their families and relatives. And that number is probably much higher. Those are only the documented cases, and we don't have that much access to what's happening in occupied territory. So that's a big question. What will happen with those people? And regarding accession to NATO, Rustem Umerov, the defense minister, said yesterday about Pete Hegseth's declarations that Ukraine would not be joining NATO, that this was still very much something that Ukraine wants to do. And Umerov kind of summarized quite well what is the feeling here. He said, well, you know, we just have to get used to such declarations and keep, you know, take them into account, but also just keep going. And that's very much the feeling we get here from Kyiv this morning.
Now, on the ground, I mean, have you talked to ordinary people and what they are feeling about this? Because you will get political reaction where they try to make sense of these global political maneuvers by Trump and Putin. But ordinary people, are they uneasy this morning after what they've heard? Are they angry?
They are definitely very worried. They are stunned also because traditionally the U.S. has been Ukraine's darkest, strongest ally so far. It's also the biggest ally when it comes to delivering military equipment. And, you know, there's this uncertainty now profiling at the horizon, and that's very scary for Ukrainians. We have to keep in mind that there's not one family in Ukraine which has not been affected by war. That means people have relatives fighting on the front line, dying on the front line. People, millions of people have been displaced. Millions of people had to leave the country. And so for all those people, there's a feeling of abandonment. I'm hearing people in the streets whom I talked to this morning. They were telling me that they feel also betrayed by the United States. And of course, now all eyes here in Ukraine are turned towards Europe and seeing what Europe will do next. Will it step up to this? Will it increase its support? Will it offer the security guarantees, the necessary security guarantees that would mean that any ceasefire, any peace being discussed would be a sustainable peace, a peace that would last? So all those questions are very much in the air, and people here are very worried.
Any reaction from, I suppose, Ukraine's warmest neighbor, which is Poland, which has taken in so many of Ukrainian refugees over the last year or two? Have they reacted to this? Because if Ukraine falls, they're next in the line of dominoes.
Absolutely. Well, there's been that reaction from the Weimar format. So there was a statement not just by Poland, but also by Germany, France, Poland, Italy, Spain, the United Kingdom, and also, the European Commission, where those allies of Ukraine say that they are ready to enhance, I quote, they are ready to enhance their support for Ukraine and commit to its independence, sovereignty and territorial integrity in the face of Russia's war of aggression. And they said that they share the goal to keep supporting Ukraine until a just, comprehensive and lasting peace is reached, a peace that guarantees the interests of Ukraine and of our own interests. So we see there that there's already a declaration of intention. The thing is, Pat, it's been 3 years and Ukraine doesn't need intention. It needs action. And that's very much what Ukrainians would like to see today.
Emmanuel, thank you very much for filling us in on the mood in Kyiv this morning. Emmanuel Shaz, Ukraine correspondent for RFI and France 24. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.